Hold on to the thought that you create your experiences. Your fear comes from the realization that a part of you is creating a reality that it wants, whether you want it or not, and the feeling that you are powerless to prevent it. But that is not so. This is critical to understand. Your addiction is not stronger than you. It is not stronger than who you want to be. Though it may feel that way, it can only win if you let it. Like any weakness, it is not stronger than the soul or the force of will. Its strength only indicates the amount of effort that needs to be applied toward the transition, toward making yourself whole in that area of your life. Recognize that what you are doing when you fear that you will be tempted and that you will not be able to resist the temptation is creating a situation that will give you permission to act irresponsibly. Is it possible to create a test that you cannot pass? Yes. Yes. The experience of wanting to be tempted in order to test yourself is the act of creating an opportunity to act irresponsibly. You are saying to yourself, "I knew I couldn't do it anyway." And you give in to your addiction. The heart of making a temptation that is greater than you can resist is that you do not wish to be held responsible for your choice. As you work through your weaknesses, and you feel levels of addictive attraction, ask yourself the critical questions of the spirit. Do I increase my level of enlightenment? Does this bring me power of the genuine sort? Will this make me more loving? Will it make me more whole? Ask yourself these questions. This is the way out of an addiction. Walk yourself through your reality, step by step. What does this mean? If you are married or in a monogamous relationship, remind yourself that acting on your impulse may, or will, cost you your marriage or your relationship. Ask yourself if what you want to do is worth that. Remind yourself that you do not know if the partner that you are choosing carries a disease, such as AIDS. Ask yourself if what you want to do is worth that risk. Remind yourself that the partner to whom you are most likely drawn is drawn equally to others, that he or she has no more feeling for you than you have for him or her. It is one thing to think that you are sexually involved with someone and not feeling anything. It is another to face that neither is your partner. Is this what you want? Make yourself aware of the consequences of each of your decisions and choose accordingly. When you feel in yourself the addictive attraction of sex, or alcohol, or drugs, or anything else, remember these words. You stand between the two worlds of your lesser self and your full self. Your lesser self is tempting and powerful because it is not as responsible and not as loving and not as disciplined, so it calls you. This other part of you is whole and more responsible and more caring and more empowered, but it demands of you the way of the enlightened spirit. Conscious life. Conscious life. The other choice is unconscious permission to act without consciousness. It is tempting. What choose you?